Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Yuma, Perik Vav, Mishnah Zayin. After the Kohen Gadol gave over the Seir to the Mishaleach to take it out, Bolei Etzel Par V'Seir HaNisraf. He came back to the Par and Seir that have to be burnt now. But first, Kiran, he would rip it open, V'Hoitzi Samirayan, take out the Chalev. Emirayan refers to the parts of an animal that are brought up on the Mizbeach. The Sanan, Bamages, was put into a special plate of Hegdash. But first, he would have to change back to the Big Day Sov. V'hektiron al gabi ha-mizbeach. Eventually, it's going to be makdrid on the mizbeach when the time comes. As explained, the time didn't come yet, because he still has to change to the Big Day Zav before he does this. And he's not ready yet to change into the Big Day Zav, because he still has to read the parasha first, and that's done in the Big Day Lava. So again, what the Mishnah means is, the son of Bamogus, he puts it into the special plate, and when the time comes, V'hiktiron al gabi ha-mizbeach, is going to be makdrid on the mizbeach. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Kilon ba-miklois v'hitzion, the beis ha-sreifa. The Tosfos Yom Tov, quoting Rashi, explains how this worked. Four people carried two poles. One person held on to one side of the pole, the other person held on to the other side of the pole. So there were two poles, that was four people. So the people carrying these poles, they walked side by side. The par and the soyer were placed on top of it, but intertwined one with the other, mirkavin zel gavazeh. And the parts were kind of tucked into each other. It was like a braid. It was like braided together, clear as a braid. The point was to make sure that the skin, the basar, and other parts were all kind of locked in together. And then it was taken out through others, as explained. The par and the soyer were taken out lebeis ha-sreifa, to the beis ha-sreifa, which was outside of Yerushalayim. Now here too we know that the person who burns it, his begadim, become tummy as well. He becomes tummy in such a way that he's metam his begadim. Like the Pasuk says, v'sarifas imichabis begadim. So the Mishnah asks over here, just like we asked in regard to the Sarah Mishtaleach, who may aim us, from what point metam in begadim? And for the Mishnah, v'tanakama hoz v'shiyetzu chutz l'choy mesu azara, when these people carrying the poles leave the walls of the azara, Reb Shimon says, it's not metam in begadim, only Mishayitzas Ha'ar, where the fire takes hold, Beruba, throughout most of the Karbonis. Quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. After the Kohen Gadol gave over the Sarah to the Mishaleach, he came to the Par and the Sarah and his Srafin, the Par and the Sarah that have to be burnt now. Took out the parts that have to go up on the Mizbeach, put them in a special plate, and over here it would wait until the time the Kohen can be marked with on the Mizbeach. But not yet. For that he has to change into his Big Day Zav, and he's not ready to change into his Big Day Zav yet, because he still has to read the parsha, which was read in Big Day Lava. We explained how these karbanas were kind of braided together, the skin, the basar, other parts, and taken out through others, as the Tosfos Yom Tov explained it, B'Shem Rashi, on two poles. They took out the par and the sar to the beis ha-sreifa outside of Yerushalayim. The Mishnah asked, from what point do we say metam in begadim? Because the pasuk says, v'asayrif oisem michabes begadav, Tanakama held Mishayetsu Chutz L'Choy Meso Azara, once he leaves the walls of the Azara, and Reb Shimon says, only after the R takes hold of most of the Karbonos.